Greetings in the name of our adorable Savior and Lord, John Horn, your speaker. Now we're going to look at, in some detail, to the first of the five much more as found in the fifth chapter of the Epistle of Paul to the Romans. And as we have so frequently pointed out to you, this is the Gospel Epistle. And in this wonderful book, the doctrine of the Gospel is fully developed. And we, I'm sure, have in clear and unmistakable language the truth brought before us that a sinner, though in Adam and belonging to a fallen race, that person or those persons who exercise faith in the Lord Jesus Christ immediately have a new standing, and that standing is out of Adam, in Christ, once in Christ forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. But indeed, there's much more than that. There's more to follow. Now shall we look at verse 9 then of Romans chapter 5, which reads, "Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Now, perhaps someone is saying, could there be anything more possible than what we have suggested to us in part of chapter 4 and in the opening verses of chapter 5? It's very interesting because, you know, the end of chapter 4 tells us that he, Jesus, was delivered for our offenses, raised again for our justification. Anything more than that? Yes, thank God there is. And Romans 5 and 1 opens up like this, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Now look at verse 5. "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us." Now I think I hear someone say, and maybe if you haven't put it into words, you at least have thought it, could there be anything more than being justified by faith? Could there be anything more than having peace with God? Could there be anything more than having a standing in grace? And you know, that gives us a perfect standing in the sight of God. And then in addition to that, you may be saying or thinking, could there be anything more than what we have in verse 5? "Hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." Yes, thank God there could be more, and thank God there is more. You see, you come across the first of the five much more when you get down at verse 9, after he has been telling us what we have been already pointing out to you. And so in that wonderful ninth verse, then we read, "Much more. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Now, I'd like to ask all my hearers to take the time to turn to that passage and read it very carefully for yourself. And you know, there's one translation that puts it like this: "Much more than being now justified in the power of his blood." You know, it's the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ that gives us the victory. And if you were to go to the last book in the Bible, and I'm sure you would read there of the saints in that time, the time of severe persecution, and they triumph. They triumph over Satan. They triumph over their enemy through the blood of the Lamb. And you know, that would be the theme song, and is the theme song of all the redeemed of the Lord in all ages. However, let's come back just for a moment to the text. And I want to think of the word "much more than" and being now justified by his blood. There are a great many folks who have the idea that you can know nothing for sure about the future until you stand before a holy God. And then your good deeds are put in the balances on one side and your bad deeds on the other, and it will then be determined where you're going to spend your eternity, whether you'll go up or whether you'll go down, which of the two outweighs. If your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds, then of course you'd go to heaven. If your bad deeds outweigh, you would be lost and go to a sinner's hell. But that's so decidedly wrong and contrary to the teaching of the Word of God. Now, the only thing that can give you acceptance and a place before God is having taken refuge and finding yourself under the precious blood, and then you'd know something of what is spoken of here, much more than being now justified in the power of His blood, we shall be saved through Him. May the Lord bless His own precious word, and we'll say more about it in the will of the Lord.